Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are. My name is John Emoto. This is the show, the Trade Show Minute. I am at Infocom 2018, Las Vegas, Nevada. Woo, day two, here we go. So I'm in the podcast booth here with Eric Larson of Tascam TIAC. Actually, is it just Tascam or is it Tascam TIAC Professional? How does that work?
It is Tascam. Tascam is part of the TIAC with the Tokyo Electroacoustic Corporation. So they started decades ago doing a lot of home stereo, high-end tape decks and that kind of stuff. And then they eventually started Tascam, effectively as an R&D arm, to create recording gear because they figured, well, if we have better artists with making better records, we'll sell more stereo gear.
That makes sense to me. So you just said it, and I was going to say, you know, for people unfamiliar with Tascam, what it is exactly that you guys do?
We do audio gear. So we do some of the world's premier recording equipment. We do everything from small handheld devices, like I know you guys use on the show floor.
Some of my favorite.
All the way up to, you know, expensive rack mount devices. We have a 64-channel rack mount recorder that's going out on tour with major artists. We make stuff for studios. We make stuff for broadcast. And, of course, we've got a whole slew of products for the installer space here at Infocom.
Cool. Very cool. Obviously, not everyone here is at Infocom, so for the listeners, maybe who are on their way to work right now, or I don't know, they're listening to wherever
Suckers.
They are. Yeah. where can they go to learn more about the company?
You can go to Tascam.com, or of course, any one of the many fantastic Tascam dealers we've got around the country and around the world.
Okay, and so for people that are here, or just listening and they're wanting to catch up on Infocom news, what's new and exciting and shiny at the booth?
We're doing a couple of different things. So, you know, for us, we've got a lot of new Dante products, a lot of real nice Dante interconnectivity products. So a lot of people look at us and they say, oh, you guys make the reel-to-reel tape decks. You guys make the recording decks. You guys make the CD players, the Blu-ray players, the cassette players. And we absolutely do. We just launched a brand new dual cassette deck here in 2018.
Whoa, bringing it back.
We stopped making them. The demand was so high that we brought them back and it sounded like hotcakes. But at the same time, we realized that, you know, we're not just a source company here in this space.
Yeah.
A lot of it, you know, when you're talking about integration, it's about being able to get audio and video from here to there.
Right.
Or from here to theirs with multiple destinations. So we've got some great products right now that are basically input physical adapters from XLR to D-sub. I mean, all the little mundane stuff that you have, all the way to some beautiful 32-channel analog to Dante bi-directional converters.
It's interesting that you say that there was such a high demand for that dual cassette recorder to come back. You know, some of the analog stuff from my childhood is now disappearing from some of the major manufacturers. I went over to a manufacturer yesterday, and I was like, oh, I'm doing an interview, blah, blah, blah. Hey, by the way, you killed off my favorite stylus and turntable needle. I'm like, oh, is it this model? I'm like, yeah, it was. Yeah.
And, you know, it's very interesting. I mean, at some point, you know, we should get together for 8 or 10 beers and chat about it. But I think that there is an interesting shift that I've seen from the virtual to the actual. And I know here in this hall where everything's app-powered and everything's, you know, going to be mobile.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've seen shifts where there's a massive resurgence in vinyl.
Yeah.
You look in the music world, all of a sudden, in the past few years, the idea of modular synthesizers with knobs and wires is the biggest trend growing in the musical instrument space. People actually want things where they are actually able to touch things. The idea of everything being on an interface and a computer, I think people are losing touch, and I think people like the idea of a cassette. Now, of course, there's some hipsters who simply want to run their music through it because they love that sound.
Yeah.
But really, for this space, you've got schools that have cases and cases of content on cassette. You've got a lot of churches, house of worship, that have recordings, content, older sermons that they recorded for years and years and years on cassette. And this one, of course, it's not completely retro. There is a USB jack on the back, so you can use this to archive digitally all your stuff.
That's cool, though. At least that's sort of forward thinking in a way, with still utilizing the tapes that are out there still, right?
You have
not
to.
Leaving them on the desk.
No. And my wife was a preschool teacher for about 25 years, and she's got stacks of kids' books, some great ones. One written by John Lithgow, which is fantastic. But a lot of these books came with a cassette that had the song or the play along. None of this stuff ever came out on CD.
Right.
You know, I can't go onto Spotify and pull up Tangerine Dream. I mean, there's just tons of great content out there that just never made it to the digital shift.
That's interesting. I never thought about that. I have to go through some of my old cassettes and things like that. Huh. So, here at Rave Pups, we say AV is life. What does that mean to you, Eric?
You know, I mean, I grew up in garage bands. I worked in music stores, was working all over the place. So, for me, it's always the music and the visual. Everything is vibration. Everything is sound and vision.
Yeah.
And that's how people communicate. You know, when you talk to somebody, you look them in the eye, you talk. You know, last night we were at a karaoke bar. That was sound and vision. there was some beer, but it was sound and vision. But I, you know, I think that's it. I mean, it's really just a matter of communication.
Yeah.
I mean, it's about being able to share ideas, agree, disagree, debate, discuss. And I think that's what this whole room is about. You know, we come to this huge convention center, and everything you see from the huge projectors, the beautiful screens, all the audio gear, all the Dante stuff, the speakers, it really comes down to the ability to take a visual or a piece of audio and have it go to one or more people.
Yeah.
And it's the whole idea is just to keep bringing the world together.
That's awesome, man. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're able to share with us. I'll be going over to the booth a little bit later. But let's talk about the future. What would you say that you can share with us?
Sure.
Is coming, or the future of Tascam?
I mean, obviously, we're always going to be in the source device space.
Sure.
So, you know, we're going to continue to make CD players until there's no reason to do it anymore. Cassette players, the Blu-ray players, whatever the next piece of material is. Because a lot, you know, hard media, it's shrinking a bit, but it still has a variable place for it. You know, we've got a piece right now, which is a CD player. It's a Bluetooth player. It's an AM/FM receiver. You know, it is a digital audio player. So we're always going to be in that space. But I think for us, it's really going to be a lot of the peripherals and a lot of the interconnectivity pieces.
Very cool.
We realize that a lot of the designers out there that are really looking at this, you know, it used to be, you know, some years ago, you'd have somebody who was like, well, this person is the projection person. You know, she's the screen lady. She, you know, this guy is the mixing guy.
Right.
It's all kind of mixing around right now where everybody's seeing audio and video as being the same thing. So I think we're also going to see some convergence of just that kind of content and being able to just deal with it all as one piece of content.
Cool. Any final thoughts?
Not today. I mean, it's time to go home and see my daughter graduate high school. So this has been a great show for me.
Well, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it. It's good to see you.
Always good to see you, man.
And I'd love to have you back on the show again.
I'll come back at 9:30.
Sounds great. Everyone, this has been the Trade Show Minute, sponsored by Tascam.